on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
Wake up, Maynard, wake up. It's 1987, December 1987.
What? No.
It's 2010, you dick.
It is time to get your hair cut and jump in your Volkswagen.
Hang on, no. Look, back in 1987, I had a really silly haircut.
But you've got a silly haircut now.
No, I did drive a Volkswagen then, I drive a Volkswagen now.
No, I don't picture you with that haircut in a Mini Miner. Okay, Mr. Butterfly Effect, you think you're pretty smart lying there with your haircut, but listen, where did you live in 1987?
Pretty much exactly the same place I live now. But look, back in 1987, I worked for the ABC and I was a joke and I never got any respect and... Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's go to King's Cross.
Let's go downtown. Thank you for waking me from my slumber. I was Rip Van Maynard there, just sleeping away, not knowing that the Mad Club and Triple J had passed me by. And we're going to celebrate that here with the Mad Club podcast. We figured, hey, if people don't want to come to the Mad Club, we'll take the Mad Club to them. Bugger it. Tony Push, what was your involvement with the Mad Club again? We had a great time in January doing it at Kinsella's, didn't we?
And I certainly remember, one of the things I remember doing at the Mad Club is cleaning up afterwards. I earned an extra $10 by cleaning up the next day. Now, what I'd do is I would have to get there before the other staff got there, because the other staff wouldn't go near any of the Mad Club stuff to pack it up. I had to pack it up, and to pack it up, I had to clean it up first.
And there was like food over everything as well. But let's just back up a moment here and tell you what we're doing here. Basically, this is for us to play our favourite songs from the Mad Club. And, of course, we played 70s and 80s stuff at the Mad Club. But we want to play the contemporary stuff from the time, the KLF, the Kylie. We want to look into the stuff that I was playing on Triple J at the time. We want to look at the stuff I was playing at 2SF. But pretty much everything from 1970 to 2000 we're looking at here. And I thought that Petula Clark Downtown is a classic one, because people probably haven't heard that for a while. And they're either... now they know why they haven't, or they're happy they heard it again. Well, you're a bit of a fan of Petula Clark.
Start me up with Petula Clark. I'll tell you what, finish me off with the Ancients and the Moo Moo.
Now, what do you want to hear from the Mad Club days? What was one of the great songs we used to play that, you know, used to have a bit of a routine going?
I reckon some of the James Brown, some of the Turn Me Up, Turn Me Loose, I'm Dr. Feelgood.
Again, it was a bit of a contemporary track of the time, and it was, of course, used by the D-Generation as their opening theme. Turn Me Loose, I'm Dr. Feelgood. Now, this would just be the track I would just go nuts. This was my feature piece in some ways, this in New York, New York. I would just go nuts. And do you want to tell the audience how it would usually end?
It would normally end with all of us in a bit of a lather, doing a lineup. I think at one point we'd look at you, decide that you were the one that was going to get put in the carpet, and indeed you were wrapped up in possibly one of the worst Berber carpets we could find from the cellar.
Yeah, I was rolled up in a carpet, and I just had it like about 10 times around, and you'd just see my hand sticking out.
You were the sausage roll, for sure, and we were the sauce.
And it's a great track, and like, if this doesn't get you moving, this is the kind of stuff the Mad Club podcast is all about. And if you've got a request for this show, get it in here, Maynard at maynard.com.au. Drop us a line through our Facebook page. We've got the Mad Club Facebook page there, and a request. But we do have a rule. You've either got to have a really interesting story that you send in, or you've got to let me know your number so I can ring you and talk to you about it, because we just don't want to play these songs out of context. We want a story, or we want someone who's committed enough to talk to me to hear their song. Hello, Tracy?
Yes?
It's Maynard here. I want to know about your manifesto. Let's put it to the testo.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling you because you have a very strong memory of one of the few legacies that when I die are left to Australian culture. I brought this arsehole from Dennis Leary and the Tokyo Paradise Scar Orchestra and perhaps a bit of piano accordion from Weird Al into this country. But tell everybody what it is.
It is a most fantastic song called Where's Me Jumper?
Pronounced Where's Me Jumper?
That's right.
From the Sultans of Ping FC from County Cork.
Fantastic.
Tell us how you discovered this song and what effect it's had on your life, obviously, Tracy.
Well, I discovered it one Sunday afternoon sitting on the back porch at Chin Chin Street in Islington, listening to Maynard's show. It is an amazing song. I played it to my children and they love it.
Well, it's a bit of a kid's song. I love in the film clip, they've just got someone off camera just throwing this jumper on its own across the air. And it's like, who hasn't had the experience of going out for the night and losing an item of clothing or a purse or your undies or something? You know, all that stuff's happened.
That's exactly right. You're out, you're having a fantastic time. All of a sudden, oh my God. Where's my jumper?
And it's a, wait a minute, where's me jumper? And the lyrics, my brother knows Karl Marx, he met him eating magic mushrooms in the People's Park. What kind of an opening line, you know? You know,
that's right.
If only anybody on the Australian Idol show could write an opening line of lyrics like that, maybe I'd watch the show sometime.
That's right. And I mean, the point is, it wasn't just any old jumper. It was a jumper that had stitching that wasn't itching.
That's right. It was special stitches, not the kind that makes you itches.
That's right. And I mean, how many jumpers are there out there that are like that? Not very many.
I say none. And thank you for asking that. And like, whether this is the kind of thing Australia needs again or not, we're giving it to them anyway.
That's fantastic.
Where's me jumper?
Where's me jumper?
My brother knows Karl Marx. He might have eaten mushrooms in the People's Park. He said, what do you think about my manifesto? I like a manifesto, put it to the test. So took a trip down to meet the anarchist party. I met a groovy guy, he was hardy farty. Said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kite. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bathe twice daily. Fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? 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 Oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory. Oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. And my mother would be so, so angry. And my brother would be so, so angry. And my girlfriend would be so, so angry. And my dog would be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
I'm here with someone now who has a definite request for the show that definitely fits within what we're doing with the Mad Club period and the Mad Club podcast. What's your name, sir?
My name's Marty J.
And Marty, when I said, look, have you got something for the Mad Club podcast, you pick something that pretty much sums up the late 80s, early 90s dance club. I would guess that you might have taken a lot of ecstasy in your time.
I have sampled many, substances, shall we say, Maynard, over the years.
Okay. Well, and which will be borne out by your request, which is?
Voodoo Ray by a guy called Gerald. And I do remember some kind of funny evenings in the Horton Pavilion in the early 90s or late 80s. It was a big track.
Pacific 202 by 808 State. That was also a big one too.
Yeah, that's a beauty. And Little Fluffy Clouds.
And for those people who weren't there, when these songs would play, yes, the rhythm is there and you could dance, but you could put your hands in the air. And as you moved your hands around, you could see it all blurring, and there was colours turning up, wasn't there, as you would dance around to this?
Oh yeah, there was colours. There was like an ether. I mean, you know, it was palpable.
And the thing was, we thought we were so cool, but when you look at photos at the time, we were wearing fluoro rubbish.
Flares.
And, straight guys in bike shorts.
Yeah, and lots of fake fur.
Let's enjoy this and wave our hands in the air. Man, Voodoo Ray, top request.
Thank you. Yep, I was there.
was a while too where there was women groaning in tracks for a while. For about a year there was something going, for a while.
That's where they have the unintentional microphone on them between takes, in vocal takes. So off mic, ad lib stuff in, i.e. Their heels hurt, they've done something to their finger, they've got a little bit of a rash on their armpit or something. And ad lib, off mic, groaning and slight complaints between the beautiful moments. So they've combined them. It's just really life. They've made life. It's beautiful and it's a bit rash under the armpit.
New Order, Blue Monday. Now, of course, by 1988, that's when they remixed it. And that's the version we're going to play now. But this song goes back to 84, I believe. And the first time both of us heard it would have been in Newcastle's only gay nightclub. And as well as being a gay nightclub, it was the nightclub for all the subcultures that didn't go to Bloody Fannies.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. So you had rockers, you had punks, you had goths, you had all of that there.
It was anybody that got chased out of everywhere else. And I think there was only one other place to go and you had to sit on the floor and the jukebox wasn't loud enough.
I remember going to a club, Pipers, for the first time, dancing around. I was wearing pastels, and you used to wear the leather jacket because you had the punk look going, and I had the Simon Le Bon thing going on.
Absolutely, you're a lot more sort of light and flashy, whereas I was the guy who was trying to keep winter going the whole year through. I'd be the guy who's wearing the jacket in about mid-December, who was just waiting for January to show up and you know the sweat to seep into the jacket.
High points to a goth I saw in Cairns once. In almost 40 degree heat, she had the full black outfit goth out. You'd expect to see it in Newtown, and she's doing it in Cairns in a newsagent and just walking around. I just thought, man, that is dedication.
I think if you were a goth in Cairns in midsummer, you'd lose the underwear but keep the outerwear going.
Right.
I think that's the key to the tropical goth, is to lose the 180 Dernier stockings.
A goth with a secret.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about being at Pipers, and you had these great tracks like Girls on Film and Blue Monday. Now, these were the first time that the young Maynard and the young Tony Push had heard the 12-inch mix. So it was like the songs we heard on the radio, except they sounded slightly different and they went on a lot longer.
That's right. I'm still getting over the goth with no undies. Blue Monday, for sure. It was the happiest Arj Barge ever got on the dance floor. I'll say it had everything that opened and shut. And particularly when they remixed it, chuck even more bells and whistles in there.
And of course, you're used to it now. It gets mixed in with everything with Kylie or whatever. It gets thrown in there because it's such a good rhythm. It sounded like nothing we had ever heard before.
To use an often used term, this thing went off. Yeah. And like I say, it had everything going for it. It had every musical little pout you can imagine in it.
And we were not so afay with the work of Kraftwerk or Giorgio Moroder. That certainly influenced.
Who were we? And this certainly was Blue Monday. It's when blue got happy.
And what do you reckon is the most catchy bit? The guitar, do 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 do, or just the boom boom, do 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 do. What do you reckon?
For me, it was just the ascending and descending sounds, the beats that were all over the place that spiraled upwards and shimmy down,
and the bit that stops in the middle, boom 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 boom.
Yeah, I used to do a weird thing where I used to be like completely frenetic on the dance floor, and then when it was that sort of funny bit where it gives pause until the next jumpy bit, I'd just go right and just walk off and have a little sit down. But I'd make it a really theatrical walk off, like I'd go completely blank, slowly walk off, sit down on an imaginary chair on the edge of the dance floor. Now that's the hard part. And as soon as it sped up again, I'd hop up and start dancing again.
Came before me, lived through the fabrication. relics Brother Maynard carries with him. Brother Maynard. Brother Maynard. Brother Maynard. Brother Maynard. 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 One, two. One, two. I see the ship in the harbor. I can and shall obey. But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. And I thought I was mistaken. And I thought I'd heard you speak. Tell me how do I feel? Tell me now how should I feel? Now I stand here waiting.
Honey, bring it close to my lips.
That seems to be a wrap. The More Things Stay the Same, episode one of the Mad Club podcast. This is going to be an irregular, poorly thought out, badly developed theme that we'll be doing from time to time, Tony. How do you feel at the end of this first Mad Club podcast? I mean, it's still not too late to not be in the next one.
Just after sort of reliving a few of the glandular moments of the 80s and 90s there with you, don't I feel enervated? I think more than anything, it was an enervating experience.
And we want you to do the whole thing, because sure, we're going to play our favourites here, but pretty much half the show is you guys. Get us an email, maynard@maynard.com.au. Go to the Mad Club Facebook page, request a song, but it doesn't get played unless you've got a really interesting story I can read, or you supply a phone number so I can give you a ring, or you meet me in the street and we have a chat about why you'd like to hear something, because anyone can play requests, but we want to play requests that embarrass you and possibly cause legal action.
That's right, Maynard.
So until then, keep your friends close and your lube closer. Delightful.
Maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Yeah.